Guys, the Annapolis Book Festival is
April 27th from 10 to 5, all day, all free, open to all.
Hi, folks. We are so glad you're here today with us. We have Trish from the Annapolis Book Festival with us. Thank you for joining us today, Trish.
My pleasure.
Thank you for being here.
Mm-hmm. So this is our second year at the Annapolis Book Festival, besties.
Woo!
Whoop, whoop. But Trish, you've been working there a long time. A long time, right? How long has the festival been going now? You've got 20 years now at the festival?
Yes, actually 21 years.
Wow.
And 21 years ago, we had five brave Key School parents that mm-hmm. Approached our head of school. And that was Missy Attridge, Joanne Vaughn, Iris Krasnow, Martha Doherty, and Susan Leshner. Mm-hmm. And they all went into the head of school and said, you know, we don't want to do a book festival because every school does an auction. And we'd like to do something unique mm-hmm. that celebrates reading.
Yeah,
so
that's brilliant.
I'll start there.
Yeah.
It's so brilliant. What would you say your favorite part of the book festival is?
I think, you know, that is a tough question, obviously, because I love every bit of it, right? but I guess I'd have to say the used book sale. And that really, it's just thousands and thousands of used, gently used books.
Mm-hmm.
And the festival goers, believe it or not, are lined up before the festival even starts outside the door.
Oh, yeah.
So they get their first crack at the books. So for $25, you get to stuff a really nice reusable Annapolis Book Festival bag.
Yeah.
As much as you can. And people, you know, usually they'll pick up two as much as they can carry, throw them in the car, come back and get some more. So I think that's my favorite part. And if you could see the process the day before, which you may be there the day before, I'm not sure, but the setup is crazy because we just have all these books in a storage unit mm-hmm. and the volunteers bring them in to the activity building, set them up and then categorize them by genre and categories, gardening, fiction, nonfiction.
Wild.
Yeah, I went, we had a little bit of a break in our schedule last year filming with authors, and I went over and it was later in the day and I was still amazed at what was there. I didn't know you guys also had a Scholastic Book Fair going on at the same time. Are you doing that as well this year?
Yes. No, unfortunately, we're not. We're not partnering with them this year.
Oh.
A couple of crazy reasons, but I am happy to say that we are partnering with Park Books for the kids.
Oh, great.
That'll be fun. Great.
That's this, I don't know if you know them. Melody is out of Arnold, and we are really excited to work with her this year. She will be doing the kids' books.
Awesome.
And we're partnering again with Old Fox for the adult books.
Old Fox is such a beautiful store.
It is. I love it there. Isn't it so fun in there? We are so lucky to have both of them, both small business, women-owned businesses that work so hard for the festival, and I'm very grateful for them.
And you have copies of all of the authors' books that are at the festival, correct? Available for sale?
For sale.
Yes, we do. So we'll in that book where the used books are, behind that is going to be new books, used books. And then there's this really fabulous raffle baskets. I don't know if you got to see them last year, but we have 16 grades at the Key School, and each grade liaison just comes up with a theme, and everybody donates a bunch of things they think would be fun in that theme. And a lot of them are valued on upwards of $1,500 to $1,700.
Wow.
So you can come and get a raffle ticket for $10 and maybe walk away with a really really exciting gift.
I'm sure those grade level, those room moms are super competitive about that.
Yes, they are.
who's won? I need to know who's the reigning winner right now.
You know, it's hard to say. Last year, fifth grade. But 12th grade's always fun because they do off to college basket.
I love that.
A lot of great stuff in it. We also have another one, like date night it's called. So it's
That's sweet.
Wow, yes. Cards. That's always really popular.
That's cute. You guys better watch out. The fifth grade's coming for you.
Yeah.
Gotta get your baskets going.
I last year going around at the book sale of the adult books of the authors who were there. It was so interesting because we, like I said, we went later in the day to check out the sale, and I felt like a kinship to the authors we had interviewed. So like Addison Armstrong, who has been back on our podcast since Annapolis Book Festival, seeing her book there, I was like, oh, I'm so
she's
proud
ours.
Of and the same thing with Nikki Payne. She's been back on the pod again. Her second book came out in February and she came on for her book launch. And like, I just felt like, I don't know, like I felt a camaraderie of them, like such a sense of pride that like, we got to meet them and here they are selling their books. It was just really cool.
I can't imagine what that's like for you, Trish. I mean, how many years, I mean, you've been working for years with these authors, you know?
Yes.
So you have to be like a proud mom. Sometimes you're like, I cannot believe you're doing so well this year. Yay, you.
I'm so excited to meet the authors and I'm really thrilled when they come back.
Yeah.
That says a lot about us and that.
Yeah.
Well, and they were happy with the festival. And I'm amazed at some of the people that say yes, to be honest.
Right. Yeah. So this is actually a great time. So we had a lot of offers at the festival. Last year we had Anthony Mara on, we met with who else? April. I'm a
CC Harrington, yes. Nikki Payne, Addison Nikki. Armstrong.
We had
and somebody else.
One more.
Susan Cole.
I mean, that was like a small smidge of the spectrum of what you guys have. You have such a vast range of authors. I don't think our listeners understand like the range. It's not just our box that you guys are filling. There's nonfiction, fiction. You have children's authors there.
Yes.
So who's been your favorite over the years?
Boy, that is another really, really tough question.
It is.
But if I had to pick a favorite, it would have to be Chris Matthews. I grew up in Philadelphia. He's from Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
My mom had Hardball on. He's an MSNBC former host of Hardball. For anybody watching who doesn't remember that, or maybe a little younger than me. But I watched it all the time with my mom in our living room. So when he came out of his car and was coming onto campus, I was so excited. And he was so down to earth. So friendly. And despite his celebrity status, he was just so nice and so complimentary of our campus. And then again, of his experience at the festival, but I was pleased to see how personable he was. And it was just a thrill to meet him. So that was probably my favorite. But if you ask me this year who I'm looking forward to, I'm really excited about meeting. Well, actually she was there before, but I didn't get to meet her when she was there, but the author of The Last Mrs. Parrish. Have you read that one?
No.
It's Liv Constantine and they are actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm really excited for that.
So she's coming to join us. And then the other half is Lynn, her sister, but that book is such a great book. I understand there is a sequel coming out and it's going to be a movie, but
nice.
Just to ask her, how the heck do you write a book with your sister?
Me too. I promise you it's on my list of questions.
Yeah. We're hoping to interview them before the con, before the festival to get both of them on. We haven't confirmed that yet. So that's,
no promises, friends.
But we're interested for that too, because we've read a few books with dual authors and it's just like, we've never gotten to actually interview dual authors to talk about this process. Yeah.
It's because writing is such an interesting process for an author solo and it can be very isolating. So for them to do it solo is so interesting.
Right. How do they do that at the same time? I mean,
without fighting, you got me.
And I mean, there are a lot of author combos that people have, like they have a singular name. So you don't necessarily know, like Christina Lauren, that's actually two authors, one named Christina, one named Lauren. And we read them for last season of our pod. And it was like, how did they do this? Because you cannot see the difference in the voices. Like it's very clear.
I feel that way when like, we read Royal We. The Royal We, oh my gosh. I'm like, there's That's no way book. This is a single author. There's no way. Like, it's just so weird.
And I know that, so I'm a children's librarian when I'm not podcasting. So for me, last year, I had a little fangirl moment meeting CC Harrington, meeting Christina Harrington.
Yes.
When there's a little author's event the night before and we were invited.
Guys, we're big kids now.
when we walked in, she was like standing there, and I was like, Molly, I think that's Cece Harrington. And Molly's like, go say hi. And I was like, I can't.
She won the Schneider Award.
And I was just like, and then I'm so excited because you have another author this year. The author of Good Different, Meg Eden Kuwait.
Yes.
She is just won the Schneider Award herself. So that's 2 years in a row you've had the Schneider Award winner, which is like, that's incredible. That's incredible.
I didn't realize that. Thank you for telling me that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she just did actually, like, literally just won. So, wow. I read that book for work, and it's phenomenal. So when I saw her on the list, I was like, Molly, we absolutely have to meet her.
I have to do it. Sold. Yeah. It's so great. You know, we have, there is, like I said, guys, there's a range of authors, but also there's a range of events. We have events there, right, Trish, for children, adults. So why don't you give us a good preview of what kind of events we can look forward to this year?
Sure. Well, we have a whole host of family-friendly events all day. Mm-hmm. And let me add that all of them are free. Yes. So we have, just field games, face painting.
There was a juggler last year? Did I see a juggler last year?
Yes, yes. Those are shows. So I'm giving you the itinerary right now of the activities that the kids come on the field and can play and what they can do. But there's also other shows besides that. So there's family activities and then there's family entertainment, which are the shows. Just to kind of entertain the kids before that every on the hour show start. Mm-hmm. I was telling you about the face painting, like other things they can do. Mm-hmm. But we also have, I'm really excited to say we're bringing back Comic-Con, which was, it's like a family friendly Comic-Con.
Cool.
Absolutely amazing lineup of interviews, book signings with really incredible creators.
That's amazing.
We're also going to have workshops. We're partnering with Third Eye Comics.
So yes, Third Eye. We love Third Eye here in the big house.
So do we. It's really not just for kids, right?
Right.
Anybody who really loves comic books and anybody who really enjoys them will love this. We have one of the attractions is featuring Philip Kennedy Johnson. He's a creator of Incredible Hulk,
yes. Superman,
yeah.
And the creator of the Avengers Assembled, and Miles Morales yes. is David Betancourt.
Yeah. He's getting David to come.
Yes, so it is. It's
holy
it's,
crap! That's amazing.
Lineup.
Goosebumps. You don't understand. Goosebumps.
It's going to be a really. I'm so excited to have them back. We had them a few years ago.
Oh, you know, David's so special.
We didn't get him back again, and then we kind of went like a STEM way for a little bit and people asked for them again. People said, hey, are you going to do that comic thing again?
Yes.
We are doing that comic thing again and we're thrilled to be doing it. Artway Alliance is also going to be there. They have some workshops going on. Their workshops are like designing the Incredible Hulk, superhero storytelling.
So with cool.
A writer named Jordan Clark. And then also you can create your own graphic novel. So
nice.
Fun things to do for the kids at Comic Key. But I think what you originally asked me about were the shows too. So the shows will be magician Joe Romano, who is awesome. Love him. He's been there before and been gone for a couple of years, but back again. Club Science Show is fabulous. They're always there and they do really cool effects that the kids get such a kick out of.
Yeah.
And then we also have Echo Adventures. They bring really pretty animals and some scary animals. So the kids get to pet them and that's always fun. And we also have Hunt School of Irish Dancers,
cool.
Coast Martial Arts. And then of course the Key School Jazz Band. Personally, I think they're amazing. So they will be there.
They are your kids. So,
excuse me.
They are your children. Those are your kids. So yeah.
And, no You're tickets partial. Required. All the shows are open and free. The whole festival is free.
Yeah. We can't say this enough, guys. This is a free event.
Right.
If you are in the DMV area, this is a day-filled event.
Yeah. But even though it's a free event, this is a fundraiser for the school using the book sale, correct?
Yes. Yes, it is. Sponsorships are a big part of the festival. Mm-hmm. Our sponsorships are still open right now, as a matter of fact. Probably up until April 1st.
Gotcha.
We can sign up some more sponsors. And really, we simply just could not offer the festival without those generous sponsors.
Yeah, of course.
And they're what keeps the festival free for anyone who wants to come to the festival. We usually get over 4,000 people. So,
and it's not just Key School families. It's families all over that area.
Yeah.
It's not. We have outside businesses, Annapolis businesses, mm-hmm. national businesses support us. Mm-hmm. And I'm so grateful for them because it really couldn't all come together without them. And it's, you know, I'm still pinching myself every year at how much it's grown. Those founders that I mentioned earlier on.
Yeah.
It was huge last year. We hit a lot of rain last year and it was still big.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. You remember what happened to the rain last year?
We had all that tent.
A couple of weeks or so. At 6 o'clock in the morning, I got that radio call.
I was there and you're like, it's fine. Don't worry about it, Molly.
I know.
About what, Trish? What are we worried about?
It was kind of crazy. I was a little nervous about that, but.
When we got there, actually, we were there early to set up. The food trucks were pulling in already. There was so much food there last year. Yes. Can you give us a preview of who's coming this year for your food trucks?
Yes. Last year was the third year, I think, we offered the food trucks. And every year we've added like a couple more because mm-hmm. the past 2 years we've run out of food by like 3 o'clock. Right?
It's, wow. There, there was more. Lines last year, guys. They had the Cal one, the ice cream place. And there was a line halfway through the field.
Yes. Yes, we have them back again. It's Sweet Satisfaction.
Yes, that's it.
Smoothies, ice cream. We have a PK Mobile Kitchen, which is fabulous chicken and burgers. Mm. And then new this year is Picante. It's a Mexican food, new restaurant downtown. We also have one of Pizza This, which I'm excited about. Greek on the Street. They were here last year, I believe. Uh-huh.
That sounds good.
The Daily Crepe and Seafood Again by Chef John, Crabtown Cuisine.
Nice. I love it.
Hopefully we'll have enough to feed people this year and it won't run out again.
Yeah, it's an incredible festival because this was the first festival that we had done as part of, Book Besties podcast. Mm-hmm. And we weren't really sure what to expect because, you don't know what to expect when you're saying it's out of school mm-hmm. and it's a free event. Going in the library world, a free event doesn't always mean that it's high quality. It is of the highest quality.
Yes.
The caliber of authors you have there, the caliber of entertainment. It's incredible.
We know we're part of it.
Thank you.
It's incredible. And you can
speak of the authors. I have to tell you about some of the authors I'm so excited about. If you don't
care.
We have like, it's about 52 authors then, and then they're moderators.
It's amazing.
But our lineup is amazing this year. But we have Evan Thomas this year, Michelle Norris, Antonio mm-hmm. Hilton, Ali Vitale, mm-hmm. Douglas Brinkley, Wes Lowry. And then for fiction lovers, Alice McDermott is back. She was here mm-hmm. years ago as well. I'm so excited about her. Heather Webb, again, returning. Kate Myers.
Yes,
Constantine, which I just
I'm really about. Excited about Queens of London. I'm really excited about Queens
of
London.
Yeah, we actually are. Is it okay, Trish, if I talk about the authors we're going to interview since you just mentioned a couple of them?
Yeah.
So we're going to talk to Heather Webb about Queens of London.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually, I saw on your Facebook page, going to be doing a panel with Stephanie Dre, who just released
Becoming
Madam Secretary. I pre-ordered this and. It was just a week ago. Mm-hmm. They're going to do a panel together. And then, like I said, we're also talking to the author of Good Different. And then we're talking to Kate Myers about her newest book, Excavations. And that's actually being made into a TV show as well.
Oh, wow.
It's all over. Yeah. And Excavations is all over the TikTok gang.
It's very funny. I don't doubt that. Yeah, I'm already pretty deep into that one. So, I'm really excited because when we get the author list or when you posted the author list and we got to like kind of figure out, what the vibe was of the authors that we wanted, we have a certain, vibe that we're looking for. And there are just so many authors that like hit that for us.
Yeah.
And it's 2 years in a row. It's been like, oh my gosh, I can't believe we're going to meet this author. Like, it's just really cool.
It's such a beautiful mix because and we're getting conversations that you're not going to always get at mm-hmm. panels like See Me Lit Con mm-hmm. or
I mean, at ALA, because I've been to the American Libraries Association, and we'll have author panels there that I'm like, and I paid a lot of money to be here.
Yes. And there's, I know there's panels here that people will go and get in the row and like reserve seats an hour beforehand because they don't want to miss their favorite author.
Yeah.
Again, we repeat, folks, this is a free event.
Free. Completely free event. All day.
So,
that is what happens in Catherine Hall, by the way. Catherine Hall is where we have all our headliners, and people show up there, sit in the seat. This year it starts with Jonathan Metzl, and people will sit there at 10 o'clock and wait to get all the, you know, maybe they're waiting for somebody, two people away, but it's a large room. It holds 300 people.
Yeah.
It's still, it's yeah, that's what people do. They'll just sit there and wait the whole day. It's a good place to be, but then they have to leave to go get their book signed though.
Right. So,
yeah. And a lot
they're
of,
like, oh no, I have to leave the line.
And a lot of the authors do sign their books there, correct?
Yes, they do. They're going to leave whatever venue they're in, they're going to run out of, they're going to move out of that main room and go to a signing venue right nearby so that the next panel can start again. And all
it's
the
a lot of moving parts, Trish.
And you're the one that does this all. I want you folks to all understand that the woman with the plan, the king of Olandinia who wears the shiny hat, is Trish. She is the woman that's doing all of this for us. So on three, we're going to say together. We're going to all say thank you, Trish. One, two, three. Thank you, Trish.
Right about now, it gets really stressful. Like
it does. I can't imagine. I bet. I can't imagine.
There's so many moving parts. And if just one little thing goes wrong, it's just could be bad. So
before we let you.
When do you start planning for like, when are you going to start the planning for next year? Is it start right away?
Yes, start in July. And the reason we get such diverse panels, and really, I have to say something for everyone, really.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 100%.
Words to whatever, parenting, whatever the topic is because we have a nearly 20 member committee that has been doing this for years.
And anyone like, that's
from the very beginning. And they're from all different walks of life. They have all different expertise. I'm my former life, I was a reporter. So I like to bring in what current affairs are happening and what's newsworthy, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So everyone gathers together in that room, makes all these pitches together. And the brainstorming is, I think, how we get these really great.
And the basic requirement for the authors, besides the application, is that they have to be releasing a book within that year, right?
Well, we say 2 years and the parameters 2 years. In reality, it's really like a year. And as you know, we get really excited. It's six months.
I mean, I was just like pumped. I'm like, there's literally a book that came out a month before the festival and we're going to be talking to that author. That's so cool.
It's from a writer's side. I see the chaos of this and like, I couldn't even imagine being an author being like, okay, I can totally figure this out. Like it's so wild. I lost my train of thought. As always, good job Molly.
And I just like that for me as a children's librarian, for me the opportunity for kids to meet heroes of theirs, to meet authors, because most, like, I would say, I don't know, do you think about maybe more, a little more than half are adult authors?
More than half, probably two-thirds. We have probably about five children's authors, really. So it's...
Listen, and you have some good ones, though.
You do. I mean...
And they're also interactive. Like, Timothy Young is one of my other favorites.
Yeah.
He's been festival before. He illustrates his own work. Mm-hmm. And he actually does interactive illustration with the kids, talks about character development. Mm-hmm. He is awesome.
I just think them getting to meet an author that they read is like huge.
That's huge.
Because I think that is what this Annapolis Book Festival is doing. It's encouraging kids to be lifelong readers because they're seeing adults who are still engaged in reading as adults. Absolutely. They're seeing authors who have made this a profession. There's so much more to reading than my teacher made me read it. Giving them that. So I think that's beautiful. Absolutely. I love it.
One day they'll want to be an author, which is such a great thing.
I love that. I would love it.
Knock on wood, kiddos. Knock on wood. So I wanted, you know what I just realized? We never told the people the dates.
Oh, we did not.
It would help, wouldn't it?
That would be helpful.
So, folks, I'm going to say it once, and then I want Trish to say it once so it's on film. Guys, the Annapolis Book Festival, is
April 27th from 10 to 5, all day, all free, open to all. I should say there's only one thing that there is a fee for, and that is we do these really fun tea parties at 11 and at 1. And they are a pre-registration thing, so you have to jump onto our website and just sign your child up, and they're $20, but they are catered. This one, the theme is teas around the world this year, which is
really fun.
And it's for 4 years old, 4 year olds to 7 year olds.
Molly, you're too old. And you can have Sam and take him if you want. He's seven.
Sammy Cakes would absolutely make me a menace in there. I am so excited to come back. I know I'm speaking for April, and I don't care.
For sure.
I know April's excited for coming back. We are so happy to be a part of the Annapolis Book Festival family.
Thrilled to have you. We are.
I'm very excited. I love it.
Can you please let the people know where on the interwebs, on the social medias, they can find you guys?
Yes. On Instagram, we are Annapolis Book. And then on Facebook, it's Annapolis Book Festival. And then, of course, go to our website, AnnapolisBookFestival.com, and you'll see all the activities. The schedule will be up probably next week.
Nice.
So then you can plan out your day. And then I'm excited to say, I forgot to mention this, that we have an app now this year for the first time.
Yay!
That's awesome!
The school, okay, the reason this app is such a big deal, gang, this school is massive.
It is.
There is buildings everywhere. Yes. You get lost really easily.
Yes. Molly, I did not get lost at all. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, we added another venue this year too. So
of course you did.
Another but seven panels.
What I will say is anybody that's in the Annapolis Book Festival shirts, the kids, the parents, anybody that is there, they are so helpful. And so you walk up to anyone that is wearing that shirt and go, hi, they will instantly greet you back and be more than happy to tell you where you want to go.
But don't ask us for directions. We got asked for directions last year, and I was like, yeah, we don't really work here. I don't know.
Do you see my shirt? It doesn't say Book Festival. It says Betsy. There's a difference. Before we wrap this up, Trish, was there any other information you wanted to share so we could get it in this?
I don't think so. I think the best advice I can give everyone is just try to get there early before your panel and take a look at the schedule. The schedule, as I said, will be on the website, but also posted on signs all around, tell you how to download the app, or even just a QR code to see where you're going. And then get there a little early. The books will be sold right outside the panel, so you'll have it ready to get it signed by the author.
Parking. Let's tell everybody about parking.
Yes. Parking can be a bit of a challenge with all those people coming onto the campus with just, you know, two parking lots. But street parking is free, and you can park anywhere in the Hillsmere Shores community. We also will have shuttles running down when you pass the school towards the water.
Oh, the beach area?
Yeah, there's a beach field down there. There's lots of parking around the beach field. And then we'll have a white Key School bus running back and forth to pick people up.
That's awesome. So guys, you remember April 27th, 2024, Annapolis Book Festival at the Key School in Annapolis. Be there.
10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yes.
10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Free. It is free all day.
Minus the tea party that you have to be too little for. So.
Yes. And I think it's 25 slots in each party. So. Nice. In April 1st, that'll be up there on the website. So,
First come, first serve.
Yes.
First come, first serve. Well,
grab a 7 year old and take them with you.
No, don't. Wait,
you're not encouraging kidnapping.
Don't grab a 7 year old, guys. Do not.
You bring your own children.
If you bring your own 7 year old, it's okay.
Bring a 7 year old you know that you borrowed from an adult you know. We are not taking children off the street, besties.
Not
going to be good. No. Oh my gosh.
There will be police there.
Lots of police there.
Oh man.
Well, thank you, Trish. We
appreciate
your time today.
Thank you, Trish, so much. Oh my gosh. I'm just ecstatic. So excited.
We're so excited.
I can't wait to see you guys at the author's reception.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And our husbands this year too, which would be great. Well, I think you probably met my husband since he's our editor, but you haven't met Matt, Molly's husband. So
Matt's the babysitter.
He was the babysitter last year. Although if Piper and Liv hear about the con having the graphic novels, I don't think you're keeping them away this year.
Yeah. Guys, the Annapolis Book Festival is
April 27th from 10 to 5, all day, all free, open to all.